Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 30, read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems: Jesus the Carpenter, Letty's Globe, A Dream, and Heaven Is Not Reached at a Single Bound. Part 3 continued. Jesus the Carpenter. Jesus the Carpenter, same trade as me, strikes a high note in favor of honest toil. Isn't this Joseph's son? Aye, it is he. Joseph the Carpenter, same trade as me. I thought as I'd find it, I knew he was here, but my sight's getting queer. I don't know right where as his shed must have stood, but often, as I've been a-planing my wood, I've took off my hat, just with thinking of he, at the same work as me. He warn't that set up that he couldn't stoop down, and work in the country for folks in the town. And I'll warrant he felt a bit pride, like I've done, at a good job begun. The parson he knows that I'll not make too free, but on Sunday I feels as pleased as can be, when I wears my clean smock, and sits in a pew, and has taught a few. I think of as how not the parson hissen, as is teacher and father and shepherd amen, not he knows as much of the Lord in that shed, where he earned his own bread. And when I goes home to my missus, says she, are you wanting your key? For she knows my queer ways and my love for the shed. We've been 40 years wed. So I comes right away by my sen with the book, and I turns the old pages and has a good look for the text as I found, as tell me as he were the same trade as me. Why don't I mark it? Ah, many say so, but I think I'd as lief, with your leaves, let it go. It do seem that nice when I fall on it sudden, unexpected, you know. Catherine C. Liddell. Letty's Globe. Letty's Globe gives us the picture of a little golden-haired girl who covers all Europe with her dainty hands and tresses, while giving a kiss to England, her own dear native land. When Letty had scarce passed her third glad year, and her young artless words began to flow, one day we gave the child a colored sphere of the wide earth, that she might mark and know by tint and outline all its sea and land. She patted all the world. Old empires peeped between her baby fingers. Her soft hand was welcome at all frontiers. How she leaped and laughed and prattled in her worldwide bliss. But when we turned her sweet unlearned eye on our own isle, she raised a joyous cry. Oh, yes, I see it. Letty's home is there. And while she hid all England with a kiss, bright over Europe fell her golden hair. Charles Tennyson Turner. A Dream. Once a dream did wave a shade o'er my angel-guarded bed, that an emmet lost its way when on grass methought I lay. Troubled, wildered, and forlorn, dark, benighted, travel-worn, over many a tangled spray, all heart broke, I heard her say. Oh, my children, do they cry? Do they hear their father sigh? Now they look abroad to see, now return and weep for me. Pitying, I dropped a tear, but I saw a glow-worm near, who replied, What wailing wight calls the watchman of the night? I am set to light the ground while the beetle goes his round. Follow now the beetle's hum. Little wanderer, hie thee home. William Blake. Heaven is not reached at a single bound. A fragment. We build the ladder by which we climb is a line worthy of any poet. J. G. Holland, 1819-1881, has immortalized himself in this line at least. Heaven is not reached at a single bound, but we build the ladder by which we rise from the lowly earth to the vaulted skies, and we mount to its summit round by round. I count this thing to be grandly true, that a noble deed is a step toward God, lifting the soul from the common clod to a purer air and a broader view. J. G. Holland. End of section 30. read by Kara Schallenberg on October 20th, 2006, in Oceanside, California.